And if we have time, so I said I was going to ramp it up this year, and so we're going to talk fiscal effects. So that's when you put your seatbelt on, because that's going to be, I'll be covering it quickly. So what is a fiscal effect? Well, it's this idea that immigrants cost more in spending on public goods than they contribute in taxes. And of course, this is very relevant now because the public charge rule that's been published, I guess it's in comment period, but this public charge rule that the current administration is proposing is based on the premise that these immigrants cost more in public spending than they contribute in taxes. So we need, I think it's time to visit the fiscal effects literature and see what the research says. And last, very shortly, policy implications of what we've talked about. So when we looked at trends, so here's what I've done in these two lines. Here, these go back to 1990. And in the red line, I have U.S. employment. And you can just see that there are a few recessions in there, but it tends to trend up and up. And the blue line, I've calculated an estimate of the immigration of workers. And so of all the immigrants we get, how many are workers? And so I tried to do sort of a back of the envelope, and then I compare the inflow of workers with U.S. employment growth. And what the point I want you to focus on is after the Great Recession, there's a growing gap between immigration of workers and employment growth. And so this growing gap means that immigrants are contributing less to labor force growth, pretty much because there's fewer of them. So what's happened to the immigration of workers? Why is it not keeping pace with employment growth? Well, there's a lot fewer because basically, to be frank, illegal immigration is way, way, way down. And we relied on undocumented immigrants to fuel a lot of the job growth, especially on the low-skilled end. So what does this chart show? This chart shows, here I'm trying to plot the different sources of immigrant workers, the way they come in. And so I don't have really the number in real time each year of undocumented workers, but I do have a proxy here. And so I plotted apprehensions just to give you a flavor of where we're seeing the rates of change. Well, you can see apprehensions on the Southwest border peaked in 2000, and right now they're at levels we have not seen since the 1970s. We have not seen such low levels of undocumented immigration as measured by apprehensions on the Southwest border since the 1970s. So this, I'm repeating it because this is the disconnect between the public discourse and the actual data. Okay? So we're not being invaded by hordes. Even if there's a 7,000 person caravan on its way, you know, in 2000, we estimated the gross inflow of undocumented immigrants across the Southwest border was 750,000. 750,000 gross inflow. So 7,000 Hondurans is not a lot. If you think a little bit broadly and about the larger perspective of what's been going on in terms of immigration, especially along our southern border. Now, also what you see here is temporary worker visas. So those are both your high-skilled visas, your H-1Bs, and your low-skilled visas, your H-2Bs and H-2As, and other intercompany transferees and so forth. And there you see they really just very recently surpassed their previous peak before the recession. And so they're slowly rising. And then new arrivals, legal permanent residents, I plotted the new arrivals, and that just ticked up in the most recent observation. And then refugees, of course, on the bottom there. But the point being that we're seeing a little bit of a pickup in some of these forms of legal immigration, but on the whole, immigration is either, you know, obviously declining because of the decline in undocumented immigration, and just, ticking up, either just flat to just ticking up among some of these other legal categories. Why is this significant? Well, so before the Great Recession, immigrants were about half of labor force growth. So what I'm showing you here is the net change in the working age population, and I'm breaking it up into immigrants, children of immigrants, and natives. Natives being here defined as the U.S.-born children of U.S.-born parents. So I've circled the most the past two decades, just so you can see that the gray bar, which is the native, so those are the U.S. born of with U.S. parents, those were still significantly growing. So that's a growth there of about 16 million over those that period of those two most recent decades. And also immigration was growing, but the contributions were about equal, okay? Now, where are we headed? We're headed here. These are the two, the decade we're in now and the following decade. So through 2035, where do we expect to be? Well, the gray bars are in negative territory. Why are the gray bars in negative territory? Because the baby boomers are retiring, and that's a significant chunk of our labor force. And so if you measure the native labor force, the way I'm measuring it, U.S. people who have U.S.-born parents and are born in the U.S., that chunk of the labor force is actually going to be declining.